You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus is the light of the world. Learn more in week 6 of our series, Beyond the Signs.
We're still in our Beyond the Signs series. Sessions po ito. And this is our 6th installment of our Beyond the Signs series. Pag sabi pong beyond the signs, beyond the miracles, beyond the breakthrough, there is God who making himself known. There is God who's unfolding his heart. There is God who's declaring that he's the Son of God, that he's the Messiah. I grew up long enough in a Christian family, but I got serious in my walk with God when I was 18. Ngayon po 47 ako. Ayan. And there are times in my life, I was caught up with miracle. I was caught up with breakthrough. I was caught up with provision. And the Lord reminded me, you know what? That's idolatry. I'm doing new things. I'm doing more things in your life. You were caught up with the past glory. You were caught up with a lot of great things that took place in your life. I will use you now and I will use you further than what you're thinking. Beyond the sign. Tayo kaya, how well do you know your God? How well do you know your Jesus? My prayer right now is your heart will beat again, or it will pump again in such a way that you will feel the heartbeat of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are we good? Okay lang po ba tayo? Great. Jesus heals the man born blind. Week 6 po tayo. Ayan, John 9, 1 up to 41. Tayo po tayo. In reverence to God's word, reading the ESV right now. And he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciple asked him, Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents? That he was born blind. Jesus answered, it was not this man's sins or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Now, jumping to verse 39. Jesus said, for judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind. Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, are we also blind? Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say we see, your guilt remains. Join me in prayer. Father, may you rekindle, stir up, awaken, Lord God, our heart, our soul, Lord God, to respond to your word, God, our desire, Lord God, this to see you in a new way, Lord God. Our desire, Lord God, is to see your glory, to see your beauty, God. Father, minister. We are here to listen to you, God, through your word, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Verse 5, sabi po ron, Jesus is the light of the world. Siya po daw ang liwanag ng mundo. Think with me right now, assuming wala po si Jesus Christ. Assuming walang Jesus Christ, walang Bible. At pag wala pong Bible, every one of us will live as we desire, as long as it please you. Ang tawag po doon, civilized beast. No rules. May kanya-kanya tayong values. We're gonna live like an animal. Jesus. Can you imagine kung walang Jesus? Lahat tayo God. Walang bawal, walang masama. Are you grateful that Jesus came? And sabi po ron, Jesus is the light. He is not one of the light. He is the light. Siya po yung liwanag, hindi siya yung isa lang sa mga liwanag. At sinabi niya ron, I'm not here to show you the light. I am the light, sabi ni Jesus Christ, of the world. Hindi siya light up sa Mars or sa Pluto. Kailangan dito sa mundo. You know, siya yung liwanag. And the, pag sinabi pong world yon, it talks about we're living in a different world. You're probably in a corporate world. probably some of you are in a you're athlete. You're nasa artist industry kayo. Probably educator ka. May kanya ka tayong mundo. You're living in a certain world that I cannot touch, and you cannot touch the world that I'm living at. So every person in this room, you're living in a, such a world that you can influence. Sabi ni Lord, kahit anong lugar yan, ako ang liwanag. Jesus is the light of the world. Consistent. Pag nakita po ba kayo ng liwanag, napapasigaw kayo? Di ba wala? Nagugulat lang tayo. It doesn't create much noise, but merong impact. I was reading certain news, and I was struck with this news. Somewhere in 1972, there's an airline, Eastern Airline. Ayan po. Actually, that's an actual photo bago po yan umalis at bumaba in John F. Kennedy, somewhere in Florida. In those days, low-tech pa, no? Yung captain, pilot, and then sa front seat, and then sa likod yung flight engineer. Pagka bababa po yung aeroplano kasi, merong light indicator na yung gulong sa likod, bababa, sisindi yun. And then, kung bababa na rin yung gulong sa harapan, sa nose niya, light indicator, magpa-flash. And what happened po, nang pababa na sila, nag-ilaw yung sa likod, bumaba yung gulong. Pero po sa harap, hindi nag-ilaw. Nag-malfunction. Burnt out. They were so distracted kung bumaba yung gulong. They were so confused. They were so distracted not knowing na disengage pala yung autopilot. And then the saddest thing is crash landing po yun. 163 passenger, mga 75 lang po ang nakaligtas. Because of that landing light indicator burned out. Simple lang. Simple light. But big impact. As I've shared, Jesus is the light of the world. Bago po na pakinggan natin yung lahat ng miracle ni Jesus Christ, 300 years, there's a silence, ano? And then they're living in a dark age. And then when John the Baptist came, the Word of God, you know, preparing the people for the Word of God, and Jesus came. And they were living in darkness. They were living lies and confused sila, no? But then Jesus came. So this is what we're going to talk about right now. When Jesus said that He is the light of the world, what does it mean? Una po, He enlightened the mind of the disciples. Not just enlightened the mind of the disciples, He opened the eyes of the blind. Nabasa natin kanina yon. Third, He revealed the heart of the Pharisees. Mamaya, kikwentuhan ko yun, saan ba nagsimula yung Pharisees. Now, let's move on. When Jesus said that He is the light of the world, He enlightened the mind of the disciples. Let's just read this scripture. As He passed by, so Jesus was walking when He was here, walking in the face of the earth. You know? He saw a man blind from birth. Dumaan siya doon, may nakita siya, since birth, bulag. Yung mga disciples, they've been there long enough, pero ini-ignore nila yon. Siguro normal na yon. But when Jesus came, things changed. Probably some of you have been here for quite some time and no one noticed you. No one. Sabi mo, wala naman nakakilala sa akin, wala nakipagkamay. You know what? Jesus knew, He feel, He cares. You know what's taking place in your heart. You know what's taking place in your mind. He knows, He knew. And He's going to bring change in your life right now. Right now. Matagal na po nagpapapansin ng Panginoon sa inyo. Hindi kayo ni-ignore ng Panginoon. Mahal ka niya. Like the story. And His disciples, talking about His disciples. Noong una, kung narito po kayo noong unang series natin, ang daming miracles, ang daming sumusunod sa kanya disciples. Nabawasan po yan. Paunti ng paunti ng paunti. Ito, kaunti na po yung disciples na sumusunod sa kanya. Siguro nasa pabasa. Siguro baka nandun sa palaspas. Ano? So nandun yun. Sumusunod, tinuturo ni Jesus Christ. He is not concerned much of the crowd. He's training His disciple. At the same time, seeing an opportunity to display the God, the power of God to those people na madaanan nila. And then sabi ng disciples, Rabbi, who sinned? Sino nagkasala? This man or his parents? At that time, ito po yung prevailing culture or mindset na yung kasalanan ng magulang may papasa sa anak. At yung kapag may kasalanan ka, nagsasuffer ka, may kasalanan ka. Whom you, in one way or another, you believe in the same way as the disciples see the situation. Suffering is beautiful, but hindi lahat po ng suffering is may answer. In this situation, the suffering of that blind man is unknown. It's uncommon. And when Jesus saw that one, it's an opportunity to display the power of God. Jesus suffered. Amen? Perfect siya. Tama po ba? Perfecto siya, pinako pa siya. Tayo kaya, hindi naman tayo perfecto. Pwede rin tayong ipako. He is perfect. He's not just a miracle working God. He is the Son of God, pero pinako pa siya. Can you imagine that one? He's suffering, doing what is right. It is better to suffer doing what is right than to suffer doing what is wrong. So balik po tayo dun sa blind man. So nakita ni Jesus Christ, and then may prevailing culture. Sabi ni Jesus Christ, it was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. And Jesus continually mentioned this one. He must work the works of him who sent me. While it is today, night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus with his disciple. Again, the problems often provide an opportunity for God's blessing. But the Lord is correcting the mindset. Ako rin po, no? In my growing days, ang dami kong mindset. Noong time na pagmahal na araw na yon, madalas kami magpabasa. Yung mga parents ko, since at that time, di naman kami Christian, para may matuloy yung pabasa, nagpapainom. Kaya mga nagbabasa, lasing. Tapos, pag nagpabasa, may pabasa, no? Pag nasarado yan, hindi mo na pwedeng buksan. Kasi pag nabuksan mo yan, uulitin mo ulit yan. Kasi malas daw yon. So hirap na hirap ako. Ang gulo ata, no? So I got the wrong mindset, but the Lord continually helping me out, changing those mindset. It has nothing to do with those ritual. It has something to do with the person of Jesus Christ. And then let me share this one. You know? Yung disciples po, they were not remain as disciples. They became a leader. After disciple, naging leader po sila. Those disciples becomes the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the world changer. Kaya po nakadating sa atin ang Bible. Ang laking bagay po nun. Kaya the Lord is teaching them to correct the right mindset. Tayo rin po, di ba? Work in progress tayo. Every one of us. Ano yung pinapaniwalaan nyo noon na hindi nyo na pinapaniwalaan ngayon? Anong assurance nyo na pinapaniwalaan nyo ngayon, baka hindi nyo na paniwalaan bukas or 5 taon or 10 taon. So keep learning. Keep walking in humility. Why? When the more we get closer to the lights, the more you will see, you know, how imperfect you are, the more you will correct it. Di ba pag mga karamihan babae po lumalapit sa salamin, titingin nila kung pantay yung kilay. Ayan, ganyan. No? Tapos kung maayos yung foundation nila, ayan. So ganun din yan. The more you get closer to the light, the more you will see. Meron palang dapat i-correct. Why? Jesus is the light of the world. One day, not one day, sinabi po ni Jesus, you will be the light of the world as well. You will reflect the light, Christ's likeness sa mundo. Tayo po yon. If you consider yourself as a disciple, you are designed by God to reflect that Christ's likeness. People, we are living in a darkened world, broken world. It reminds me of the story. I don't know if you knew this story, the parable of unlit candles. Assuming ang dilim-dilim po, it was really dark in this room, at papasok ako, kumuha ako ng isang kandila sa labas para pumasok dito, magbigay naman ng liwanag. Pag hawak ko sa kandila, nagsalita. Aba, nagsalita, ano? Sabi ng kandila, wag mo kong gamitin. Hindi pa ako handa. I need more preparation to give light. Okay, ano? More preparation. So kung yun ang reason niya, hindi ko siya gagamitin. So kumuha ako ng bagong candle. Aba, nagsalita rin. Wag, sasalita ang candle, ano? Sabi niya, wag ako. Pinag-aaralan ko pa paano maging kandila. Paano magliwanag. Paano magbigay ng liwanag sa kadiliman? So sabi niya, huwag akong gamitin mo. I'm reflecting what it means to be a candle and to give light. What do you think, anong gagawin ko? Of course, I'm not gonna... Anong purpose ng kandila? And then the next one, kumuha pa nga ng isang kandila. This time siguro, magbibigay ng liwanag kasi napakadilim sa lugar natin ito. Aba, nagsalita ulit! Ang galing, ano? Salita. Sabi niya, wag ako. Ayusin ko muna buhay ko. Para maging kandila ako, dapat maayos. Karapat dapat ako maging kandila. Hindi mo alam ang problema ko. So, you disregard that kind of candle. Ayaw magliwanag. Last candle, nag-iisa na lang. Kinuha. Nagsalita na naman. Galing, ano? Sino kaya may problema nun? Sino may problema dun? Yung kumakausap sa candle, of course. Ano? Yeah. Pero yung huli, no, sabi niya, hindi. Hindi mo ko kilala. Hindi ako gifted para magliwanag. Kumakanta lang ako. Sumasayaw lang ako. Let me express who I am. Pero para magliwanag, hindi ko porte yan. Ano po ang isipin nyo? There's something wrong, right? There are a lot of excuses, pero they were a candle. Minsan ganun din po tayo. But the Lord tried to correct our mindset. One person talked to me. Pastor, pwede ko bang ayusin muna buhay ko? Kasi ang dami kong na-embrace, wrong programming, wrong thinking, bago ko ialay ang buhay ko sa Panginoon. Sabi ko sa kanya, naku, baka ikamatay mo na yan, hindi pa maayos ang buhay mo. Ilagak mo ang buhay sa Panginoon, hayaan mong siya ang magtama. Like the disciples. Second, he opened the eyes of the blind man. Having said these things, he spit on the ground and made mud with saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with mud and said to him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Medyo unusual po yung healing. Unusual din yung sickness. Pero po at that time, in a Jewish mindset, high-tech na kasi tayo, medyo acceptable yon. Ang hindi acceptable dyan is ginawa ni Jesus Christ nung Sabat para sa mga Pariseo. Pero at that time, Jesus Creator, he spit. Hindi siguro yan. Hindi naman niya siguro kinuhayan na gano'n. No? Dumura siya, a breath that comes from Jesus Christ created, nabuo yung eyeball. Kaya siguro yung lalaki, no, pag ano niya, wow, nakipag-eyeball to eyeball siguro yan, no, talagang ano, nakita niya the color, yung kaibigan niya, eto pala yung hinigaan ko, yak! Tapos nakita niya, wow, yan pala, eto pala yung the sunset. Sometimes we take things lightly na meron tayo. Alam niyo po ba, there are millions of people who would like to trade places with you right now. Some of us, we take things for granted. Sinisira yung mata natin sa cellphone. Habang nagpipreach ako rito, wag, baka mabulag kayo dyan. Mahihilo kayo. Some of us, we try to take lightly the things that God given us, and then pag nawala, humingi tayo ng milagro. Tama po ba yun? O sige, ayaw niyo maniwala. Abusuhin niyo ang sarili niyo. Sige. Abusuhin niyo. Everyone who passed is a walking miracle. But beyond miracle, God wants to tell us something. He tried to make himself known. He opened the eyes of the blind man. Una po, physical healing. Kaya lang, if you notice the story na binasa natin, it doesn't bring salvation. Nang pinagaling ni Jesus Christ, hindi niya sinabi, ano ba doktrina mo? Saan ka ba umaten na church? Hindi po. Kinatagpo niya yung pangailangan. There are a lot of people in our lives sa paligid po natin, uhaw na makilala si Kristo. Gusto niya yung gospel. Alam niyo, minsan simple lang naman eh. Magbayad tayo ng utang, makikinig yan ng gospel. Huwag tayong magtapon ng basura sa kapitbahay natin. Yung parents natin, hindi sila nakikinig, magugas ka ng pinggan. Ewan ko lang kung makinig yan. Tipirin mo yung baon mo, umuwi ka na maaga. Sometimes we make our life complicated. A lot of people, what people need and want nowadays is a person, a real person who have a changed life. More than physical healing, Jesus healed this blind man, spiritual blindness. Meron pong ano, spiritual eyes. Ito po yun. Let me lead you to this one. May development po yung pananampalataya. Nung isinilang na bulag. Una, sa verse 11, he called Jesus as a man. A man called Jesus made mud, anointed my eyes, and said to me, go to the Siloam and wash. Take note of that one. He called Jesus as a man. How do you see Jesus? Do you see him as a historical Jesus? I was talking to a lot of foreigners whom they don't recognize Jesus as a savior. Pero when they ask them, how about Jesus, the real Jesus who walked in this space of the earth, the historical Jesus? Does he exist? Yes, he exists. But they don't go beyond that one. Ito lang ang nakikita nila. So if you look at the blind man, meron na siyang yung faith, nag-grow na ng konti. And then, moving on, second, in verse, what is that? 17. He called Jesus as a prophet. Yung pumunta na pa lang siya sa pool to wash his face, may ako faith na yon. And then pagbalik niya, kinausap pa siya ng mga neighbor niya and then ng mga pariseo to clarify kung totoong gumaling siya. Ang sabi niya, he is a prophet. How do you see Jesus? Is Jesus just a person who gave the oracle of God, a very timely word of God? Is that how far can you see Jesus? One time, coming here dito sa Victory Metro East, nakasakay po ako ng jeep. May katabi akong bulag. And then dito siya yung nagmamasahe. So, when's that? Third floor, ano? So I'm trying to look at him. Nag-iisa naman siya. So pagbaba ko, sabi ko, alika, I'll bring you up. So umano siya sa akin. Ilagay niya yung kamay dito. Habang naglalakad siya, ini-interview ko siya. Ginagano pa yung mukha niya. Talaga bang wala nakikita? Ano, nakikita mo ba ako? Hindi. Sa loob-loob ko kasi, kailangan tulungan to ng pastor. Wala naman pastor dito. Ako lang. O, tulungan. Ang hirap pala nun. Paano mo nakabisa doon yung gutter? Oh, ito na yung escalator. Aba, alam niyo yung escalator? Na-stress ako. Ako na-stress. May mata ako. Na-stress pa ako. No? It's hard. But other than the physical healing, the Lord leading this man, may purpose po. More than the physical healing, the Lord wants to bring him that his spiritual eyes will be open. Do you follow? Nasusundan niyo po ako? And then pagdating po, sa verse 35, Jesus heard that they cast him out, and having found him, he said, "Can you imagine, ito po ang kwento, hindi natin binasa, no? Gumaling siya, nakita yung mga kapitbahay niya, neighbors niya, and then, dinala sa Pharisee, pagdating sa Pharisee, ininterrogate siya, and then tinanong, sino ba talaga nagpagaling sa'yo? And then yung parents niya, they were part of the synagogue. Kaya lang ayaw niya sabihin ng parents niya na Jesus Christ is a Messiah who healed him. So to spare him, sabi niya, yung anak ko may edad na yan, tanungin mo. Tinanong siya ng Paris, at the same time si Jesus. Na-excommunicate siya. Na-atsapwera siya. Nawala siya doon sa community na yon. At nag-iisa na siya. Pinuntahan siya ni Jesus. Because you know what? Listen up. The Lord, He's not gonna give up on you. There's nothing out there. You can indulge to any sin that you like. You can dive in. Ubusin mo na yung lahat ng drugs. You can be a pervert person. You can lie. There's nothing there. You can go from one relationship to another. You can fill yourself with duties, religion. There's nothing out there. You know what? Jesus is not gonna give up on you. He's here and He's calling your attention right now. Like the blind man. He was rejected, but Jesus came, reaching out to him. And he answered, "Who is he, sir?" This time, may paggalang na, no? "That I may believe him." Jesus said to him, "You have seen him. And it is he who is speaking to you." Kausap ni Jesus Christ, ako na nagsasalita, ako ang nagpagaling sa'yo. And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. Yun po ang response, you know. When Christ rebuilds something, that's the ultimate response, is worship. Transform life. Giving your life to Him. Like the blind man. As I shared, I came to know the Lord when I was 18. The first time I encountered Bible, nung umakit, taga-taytay po ako. Wala lang ako masyadong punto. Yung taytay kasi may punto yan eh. May NGA. May Bangaluno. Ah, hindi pala yan. Tanay pala yan. Ano? Sino po mga taga-taytay dito? Sabi na, kakaunti lang kami. Ayan. So, umakit po kami yung halay lakad. The first encounter ko sa Bible, yung King James Bible, isa kaibigan ko. Kumuha siya ng King James Bible, pinunit niya, kumuha siya ng marijuana, ni-roll niya, hinit-hit niya. Pagkatapos po nang binigay sa akin. I was ignorant at that time. I was so blind. But that's the first time I encountered the Word of God. I don't even understand yung King James Version. But the deep in my heart, there's something. Patawarin niyo po ako, naiyak ako ng konti. Madalas po ako sa patay, hindi naman ako naiiyak. Ano? Pero when you feel the love of God, how He reached me and how the Lord is calling our attention, you know, our heart is melting. So, dun po, nag-progress. And then second time na encounter ko yung Bible is yung graduation namin, almost graduate na po ako ng high school. May munito-munita. Alam niyo, may munito-munita. Sabi ko dun sa nakabunot sa akin, tinanong ako, anong gusto mo? Ah, gusto ko Bible. Ba, parang kanya religious ng konti. Pero may catch yun. Bigyan mo ako ng isang paketing sigarilyo. Ganun ako ka-blind. Dumating yung Bible, walang sigarilyong dumating. And that's the time I opened my eyes. That's the time the Lord revealed Himself to me. I was 18 at that time. Ngayon po, 40. Ay, mabig kasi, 47 na ako. So katulad po ng blind man. Tayo kaya? Have you seen the purpose of God in your life? Are you seeing? May nakikita po. It doesn't mean that you don't see something. It doesn't exist. Nakita niyo po ba yung airwaves? Yung sound wave? Ngayon po, nakikita niyo po ba yung araw? Sumisikat po ba araw sa gabi? Hindi. Bakit? Napupundido po araw? Hindi, umiikot lang tayo. O, ulitin ko ah. Nandito kayo. Pag gabi po ba, sumisikat ang araw? Uy, nagbago. Sun never stops shining. Umiikot lang tayo. The truth is, God never changed. He is the light and is shedding light to our darkened heart. Progressive, growing. Yun po tayo. When He called Jesus as Lord, He worshiped. Hindi lang po yun. Deliberately, chinachallenge niya po yung pariseo. Okay lang ba chismis lang ko kayo? Konting chismis lang. Divine gossip naman to. Ito yung nangyari sa pariseo. Ito po yung kwento. Paano ba nagsimula yung mga pariseo? Kasi pag mapasin niyo po sa Bible, pagkausap ni Lord yung mga sinner, yung mga broken, mabait siya. Pero pagkausap niyo yung mga pariseo, yung mga self-righteous, yung mayayabang, parang they were caught up in rightness, pero the very person of Jesus Christ, they ignore. Aba, masungit. Hindi pa man sa inyo, tinatarayan ni Jesus Christ. Yung mga self-righteous, yung mga mayayabang, pero yung mga broken, tinataas niya. Katulad po ng Pharisee. The Pharisee in those, somewhere in Old Testament, somewhere in Esther, to protect the Mosaic Law, the Law of Moses, nakagawa po sila ng oral tradition to guard. They were a keeper of the law. It's very zealous sila. They started right. Ang ganda ang simula nila. Pero through the course of their journey, aba, nawala na po yung, they were so focused in rightness, nakalimutan nila yung spirit of the law. Nakalimutan nila the person that they're waiting for, that Jesus will come to heal the blind man. Jesus will come to do miracle, not just for the sake of miracle, but to save mankind. They were so caught up in behavioral modification, external practice. Kamusta po kayo ngayon? Siguro sa mo, ay, Pastor, kung kilala mo lang ako noon, mainit ako noon. I preached the gospel kahit saan. Noon pa nag-pray ako. Noon pag tumas ang kamay ko, konting cry-cry lang, nandiyan ang presence ni Lord. Kayo kaya, ngayon, kamusta na kayo? Kamusta na po ang lakad nyo sa Panginoon? Are you still in love? Are you still pursuing Him? Or are you just moving in a religious motion? Or you just like to fulfill this duty coming here? And after that, well, you're a type of person na, ano kayo may bibigay ng church na to? Ano na masasabihin ng pastor na yan? Ano kayo patawan yan? No, we're not here to impress you. We're here to express what God given to us and what God is telling you to prepare you for what lies ahead. All of us will be accountable. Amen? I will face God. You're accountable to what you hear and I'm accountable to what I preach. If you're thinking that only the pastor, the people who's stood up here accountable to what they're saying, you are accountable to what you hear. The Lord will judge me, what I'm telling you, and the Lord will judge you, what you are hearing right now. So all of us po, preparing us for a long haul. And Jesus knew the heart of the Pharisees. Let me lead you to this third point. He revealed the heart of the Pharisees. They were so caught up in external behavior, nakalimutan nilang internal. Jesus is a person. I hope you enjoy God. I hope you He's enjoying you. When your life is good, He's whispering. When your life is bad, He's shouting. Son, I never abandon you. Daughter, I'm with you. I will prepare a way to get for you to get out of that temptation. I like to spare from further pains, further hurt. Sumisigaw po siya. But sometimes we are ignoring. Alin po yung Pharisee, if you just read carefully yung scripture na yan, sabi ng bulag, hindi ba kayo nakikinig? Sinasabi ko na sa inyo na si Jesucristo nagpagaling sa akin. Hindi lang pala sila nagbubulag-bulagan. Bingingot din. Alam niyo po ba yung bingingot? May kwento po. May isang lalaki. Nanaginip siya. Nakapunta siya sa langit. Pagpunta niya sa langit, aba, may anghel na sumalubong sa kanya. Inikot siya. Tinur siya sa langit. Ano? Kaya lang, napansin ng lalaki, merong isang pinto. So curious ng lalaki. Sabi niya, excuse me, yan, Mr. A, angel na lang. A-nin. Ano po ba yung meron sa pinto na yan? Sabi ng angel, ignore that one. It's okay. Let's go. I will show you. This is the heaven. Ayan yung ano. Oh, ayan yung mga sinira mo ng gospel. Ayan yung mga, ayan o, oh, ayan. And then curious ba yun siya? No, I would like to know what's inside of that room. Makulit, makulit. So sino man siya nung anghel? Binuksan. Pagbukas po, nakita is mga bags. Punong-puno ng malaking bags. Sabi nung angel, okay, you've seen it. It's okay. Can we go now? Hindi po. I like to know what's inside. Makulit, ano? Panaginip lang, makulit pa, ano? I like to drive out a point here. Sa kukulitan niya, sabi nung angel, sige, buksan mo. Pagbukas niya, nakita niya, puro tenga. Puro tenga sa langit. Alam niyo po kung bakit? Nakinig lang sila, hindi nila ipinamuhay. Ang nakaakyat sa langit, yung tenga nila. Baka pag nakita-kita tayo doon. Sana walang tenga doon. Ano? So the Pharisee, they just hear. They were so zealous, but they never put those things into action and they miss. They were in front of Jesus Christ. Christ, Jesus Himself. Pero He's still a stranger to them. Awakan niyo yung tenga niya. Baka. Hindi lang tayo dapat makinig. We have to put the teaching, the Word of God into our lives and live with that one. The end of the matter is better than its beginning. The issue is not how you started. The issue is how you finish. Probably you don't have a good start. But it's not who you are right now, but who you are becoming. I do counseling. Pero let me charge you right now. You are not the product of your decision. You are the product of God. And who you are becoming, what matters. It's not who you are, but who you are becoming. We are all designed to reflect Christ's glory. Kung tinanggap niyo po si Kristo. Kailan niyo po si Pastor Jeff? Pumunta po siya sa Israel. May pinakitang picture one time, yung nag-preach siya, yung nakalutang siya sa Dead Sea kasi sobrang alat. Yung mga Pharisee, kahit po wala sila sa Dead Sea, lulutang sila. Tanungin niyo po kung bakit. Sige po, tanong niyo. Plastic kasi. Ayan. Tayo kaya, summer ngayon. Baka pag nagtalo mo ng tayo lahat, uy, Brad, lumulutang ka. Orokan ka ba? Ayan. So plastic, ano? Ba't ba ako napunta doon? You know, we're talking about, you have to come to Jesus. Lord, it's not here. It should not be here. Let me be real. I want you to be real. It's don't play around. You know, you just go to church. Huwag niyong patayin ang oras niyo dito sa cinema. Kung matutulog lang po tayo, huwag niyong patayin. Make use of the time. A time with Jesus Christ is not a waste of time. Make use of your time. Jesus is preparing you to adventure. Jesus is gonna use you mightily. Lahat po ng pagdadaanan natin bukas, hinahanda tayo ngayon. The Lord is throwing keys to unlock our future. Ngayon, kung naka medyo okay lang po, imbitahan natin yung mga naiinitan sa labas. So, imbitahan nyo sa 1 o'clock, maluwag pa tayo doon. Sabihin nyo, gusto mo ba magpalamig dito sa cinema? Palalamigin ka ng salita ng Panginoon. Ayan, more than sa aircon. So going back sa piracy, please get rid of those temptations. The Lord wants to, sometimes we are tempted, we are like that. We are, go back to God. Talking about Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. He can enlighten our mind. Kailangan natin ng brainwash. Siguro naririnig nyo, dyan sa church na yun, binibrainwash kami. Kailangan talaga natin mawash ang brain natin. You know, a lot of garbage, a lot of lies, a lot of deceit, a lot of things that it should not be here in our mind. Alam nyo ba, mas buhay pa si Lord sa katabi mo? Mas buhay pa si Lord sa akin. Lahat tayo may history and sin. Jesus is alive. He is a person whom you can trust, whom you can hold on to. He got the best intention in mind. And He can enlighten our mind. Second, not just enlighten, He can open our eyes. Not just a physical eye. I hope you will see far beyond the person. You will see far beyond the situation. You will see far beyond the testing, the trial. I believe some of you are just undergoing some process. Sometimes when you're undergoing some in a process, hindi mo makita yung byproduct. Minsan naiinggit tayo, di ba? Kina Luch Tan, kina Gokongwe, kina Bill Gates. Pero alamin nyo yung process nila. Yung dinaanan nila. Tayo ayaw natin ng process. What is the process? Change of mind. Mabuksan yung mata natin sa mga plano ng Panginoon. Ganun din tayo. My prayer. And what God desire is our eyes to be open. Wag lang po tayong ano, wag natin ubusin ang oras natin. Kumain, magpakain, magpalaki ng pamilya, mamatay, magpayaman, maggather ng mga material things. There's more to life. You are created bigger than what you're doing. God desire and He created us to have eternal relationship with Him. Alam niyo po ba kung ano yung eternal life? Sisigaw ako ng konti. Alam niyo po ba kung ano yung eternal life? Gusto ng Panginoon makasama ka sa buhay na walang hanggan. Hindi lang po dito sa mundong ito. Kaya lahat ng bagay, gagawin niya. Magpapapansin siya. He's not gonna give up on you. He's gonna help you. He's gonna snatch you out of fire. Those lies. Why He wants to have a relationship with you for eternity. That's why He's the light of the world. He can enlighten our mind. He can open our eyes. Hindi lang po, He can reveal the secret of our heart. The very thing na nakatago, who you are when no one is looking. Di ba nakakahiya? If what you're doing glorifies God, do it. We're not here to tell you the do's and don'ts. Kung maganda yung ginagawa mo sa kadiliman, keep doing that. But if not, stop it. And the Lord is in the business of bringing those things in the surface. Our God is our Heavenly Father. He wants the best for us. Amen? Let me leave you with this statement. Jesus demonstrated the works of God so that we can believe that He is the Son of God. Then by believing, we can have life through His name. God wants you to have life. He doesn't want you to walk in darkness. God's hand is upon us. The Spirit of God is upon us, pinpointing something in the area of our lives and said, I don't need this one. This will hurt you. This will destroy your family. This will affect your generation. And He wants to bring change in our hearts right now. And He wants to open up. He wants to open your eyes right now. Allow Him. Allow Him to do that one. Probably you are here and you don't see the purpose of God. You only can see the pain, the hurts, the rejection, the humiliation, the shame. You're blinded with material things. God wants you. He desires you more than the things that He can give. What you want, what you desire is in His presence right now. When Jesus says, I'm here talking to the blind man, how about you? Nakikita mo po ba si Jesus nangungusap, nag-aanyaya, at sinasabi na, mahal kita. Ayaw kitang mapariwara. Maganda ang plano ko sa buhay mo. Ayaw kong mabulag ka sa kamunduhan. Nais ko ang magagandang bagay sa buhay mo. Will you agree with God right now that for some areas that need to repent of, will you ask God forgiveness right now? Just repent, just agree with Him and tell Him, Lord, I've been blinded. If there's some relationship that needs to get rid of, it's some habit that needs to get rid of, if there's some mindset that you cannot move forward, He cares, He loves you. Probably, I believe there are people here, you're so fearful, and the Lord is calling you to do something. I encourage you to jump in. Dive in the love of God. You're secure. Your heroes may fail you. Your loved one may fail you. But Jesus, He will not fail you. He will usher you to the destiny that He set before you right now. Lord, thank you. You're ushering us. You're leading us, Lord God, to a life of fullness, God. You came here to give life and have it in abundance. Lord, thank you. May continually open, enlightens our mind, God. Cause us not to take for granted, Lord, those invitations. If there's a victory group, Lord God, any discipleship make a class, Lord God. Allow us to see those, not just a church program, Lord God. It's an avenue whereby we can learn, Lord, to disregard or to get rid of those wrong mindset. Lord, thank you that you're opening our eyes of faith right now, God. Cause us to discern, Lord God, which is not for us, which is not good, Lord God. We like to see beyond the situation that we're in. We like to have a high perspective like you are, Jesus. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you bring things to the surface. Surface, God. The secret things of our heart. Thank you. Thank you for healing. Thank you for removing those things, hindering us to receive the destiny that you set before us.